Hey, welcome to my channel. If this is the first video that you've come across, my name is Matt, and this is my testimony. Now, I was actually an atheist for a major part of my life. I really identified as someone who didn't really believe in any religion. I actually tried out a lot of spirituality before I became an atheist. So it actually began with things like Eckhart Tolle, you know, The Power of Now and A New Earth. And I used to listen to Oprah Soul Sundays and things like that. And I did Reiki and I went to the Mind Body Spirit Festival and I got involved in different energetic dancing practices and sound healing and Kundalini meditations, and actually went through a lot of that stuff. And I was always searching, like we all are. I'm searching for answers. I was looking for, how do I feel like I'm enough? How do I feel complete? Why is it that I still have addictions and there's always something feeling like it's me? What I found with everything in the spirituality that I came in contact with is that it all worked a little bit. I felt better for a period of time. There was like a bit of a breakthrough. And then I had to keep on searching again. And one of the things that I noticed was, as someone who's been working in this industry now for over 10 years, so personal development industry, I've been working as a professional coach and a facilitator running trainings, is that the people that I met that were running these spiritual retreats were also searching. They were still searching. They were at the top, in a way, still looking for something else. And one of the questions I'd always ask myself is, if you believe these set of ideas, if you believe this ideology, what's the effect that it has on your life? And I saw that a lot of people in spirituality were still overly narcissistic, promoting love, though, promoting like, oh, we love each other. But it was like, you could sense it, that it was a lot of it was like plastic and surfacey. And then I guess I just decided that there wasn't anything there. I looked, I even tried plant medicine. So I took DMT and high doses of mushrooms and explored a lot, like, you know, learn a lot about myself. And I think opened up emotionally a lot in that as well. But I always needed more. I had to go again. So it was kind of like a drug that I had to keep going back to. And then I actually became an atheist. I really, really appreciated that science was the answer. Science was the answer to everything. And then I started studying more things like psychology. And what does the research say about meaning in life and how we are to relate to each other and create fulfillment? And it was the same journey as I found in spirituality. Everything that I learned worked for a period of time. And then I had to keep on doing another course, or I had to keep on looking for another thing. And there was like something else that I needed to learn, and that would be the breakthrough. And also the same thing, I met people that were at the top of the game in those industries, and they were still anxious. They were still searching. They were still looking for the next thing, the same thing I was doing. And what really led me to Jesus was, I had struggled with an addiction to pornography for a really long time. And I think I started watching porn when I was really young, looking through magazines and things like that, like stumbled across them, as a lot of boys do, like accidentally. I remember I was at school and just a friend had a magazine and I was like, wow, you know, what's this? And then high-speed internet came and then we had porn on our phones. And I grew up watching movies where the people in the movies would talk about how they watched porn, and it was very normalized for me. And then I remember one day I stumbled across a video that explained the science of the brain, and it looked at how watching porn negatively impacts the wiring in our brain. It changes our relationship with our emotions, changes our relationship with women phenomenally, and it can actually produce anxiety as well as a lot of sexual disorders. So anyway, that was like enough information for me to be like, okay, not good. I need to get off this thing. I need to get off it. And I tried and I tried and I tried. And I always had little breakthroughs. Like I remember like for 6 months, I'd be able to go without 6 months. And then it got worse. And so my porn addiction turned into going to sexual massage parlors. Then that turned into seeing escorts. And I remember it was a real low point of my life. It sucked. I remember I was paying for these sexual acts. And I remember I wasn't even truly enjoying it. You know, sometimes it would be enjoyable, but the majority of the time I just felt horrible about myself. I felt bad for me. I felt bad for the women as well. Like, I could tell that they didn't want to be involved. You know, I've always had a level of social intelligence, so I'm good at tuning into what's going on for other people. And I just felt horrible. And I remember thinking to myself, I'm like, I'm pretty sure this was supposed to be enjoyable. Didn't all the porn videos teach me that this was good and this was enjoyable? And didn't movies say this was enjoyable? And aren't I just a guy, you know, expressing his passions and stuff like that? And I used to believe that, but I wasn't getting it. I just was feeling worse about myself. I was feeling more depressed. I was feeling more anxious. And all whilst I'm teaching people how to live a great life. And I'm thinking to myself, what is happening here? Obviously, I don't have the answers. And I love coaching, right? I love coaching. I think that coaching is a wonderful tool to be able to help people learn more about themselves, express themselves, build great relationships, make better decisions, use critical thinking, be more disciplined. Like, all of that is awesome. I'm such a fan. Although the coaching industry can sometimes lend a little bit too much to the idea that you are the solution to all of your problems. And I used to believe that. I used to believe that I was the solution to all of my problems. Now stay with me, because some of you might be watching this and you'd be like, but isn't that true? Well, I think there's scales to it. I think there's some of that is true. I am obviously responsible. I've been given free will. God gave us free will. It's up to me to make decisions. I can close my heart off to God if I want. I can open my heart. I can choose to eat well or not. I can choose to exercise or not. I can choose to forgive or not. I am responsible for these things. But spiritually, when it comes to solving major spiritual challenges, I am not in control. I am not the solution to all of my problems. If I was, I think I would have worked it out. You know, I'm a good student. I studied a lot and I looked into a lot of stuff. And I really feel like God let me do that because I'm such a thinker. I think that if I was to meet some Christians 10 years ago before I went on this journey, I would have been like, you know, you guys are silly. I used to judge a lot of people with religion. I would have been like, oh, you know, you guys are so like outdated and old, and you should get with this hip spirituality, like Reiki stuff that we're into, and smoke some DMT, you know, come over to our side. Like, we're way more like awake than you are. How wrong I was. So I came to the realization that I couldn't give up that addiction to pornography and to sex. And I didn't know that it was an addiction to lust. I didn't know the spiritual component of lust. But I tried really hard. And I remember I was going for a run and I just started crying. And I'm running and crying and wondering how many people are watching me, grown man running, crying. And I just looked up to the sky and I cried out to God. And I said, God, if you are there, you need to help me with this one, because I can't do this. I just can't. And that was a powerful moment for me, because it was really that moment when I let my ego get out of the way. You know, that part of me that's like, no, I am the solution. I need to look within. Man, I spent 10 years, 12 years probably looking within. I looked within. There are not many good answers within. And now again, people are probably going to be watching this, but what do you mean? I'm like, you know what? Turn within and be more compassionate to yourself. Turn within and check your heart to see if you're holding on to stuff so you can forgive someone else. Turn within and do those things. Process. Turn within and let emotion out. I'm with you. But the message of turn within all the time, it alludes to the fact that because your spiritual answers are within, and I looked there and I didn't find any. And so once I reached out to God, I didn't actually have a salvation moment. You know, I think a lot of people have like a moment, you know, God came down in the clouds and he's like, Matthew, I'm here. And I'm like, that didn't happen for me. Because I think God works on us the way we need to be worked on. And I am a thinker. And I spent the next 6 months with a friend of mine, catching up with him once a week, getting on the phone with him, drilling him, asking him questions. He would send me scripture and I would read the Bible and I would listen to preachers online and I would get insight and then I would wrestle with it. And I would be like, what do you mean? And I found the Bible so confronting. It was like a spiritual slap in the face. And God started working on my heart. And it says in the Bible that when you're saved, that God gives you a new heart. And God works on hearts. That's what he does. And God worked on my heart. And I became more humble. My relationship with my now wife completely changed. I no longer have an addiction to pornography, thank God. My relationship with women in general has changed. I have so much more honor and respect for women than I'd never had previously. I have more respect for people in general. I have more peace in my life. I have more love in my life. I have a better relationship with my parents. I have more forgiveness. My whole life has changed. And in personal development, you got to work hard for that. And I have worked hard for many things in my life. But everything that I mentioned, I got for free through the grace of God. God's been working on my heart. I haven't been working on my heart. I can't work on my heart. I try. God's been working on my heart. And over the last, I don't know, year and a half, nearly 2 years now, God works on my heart every day. And I just keep on praying. And I'm so grateful for the work he's done in my life. You know, I'm a new dad. As I'm recording this, my beautiful son, Noah, he's in pictures behind me, is about 15 months old. And I pray for patience because I need patience. And God gives it to me. I am more patient than I've ever been. I have more grace than I've ever had. And I know that stuff doesn't come from me. They are the fruits of the Spirit. That's what it says in the Bible. It says that when you come to God through faith alone and not works, you can't earn your place in the kingdom. It goes through faith. Then you are given the fruits of the Spirit: grace, peace, joy, self-control. Man, I don't believe my self-control comes from me. I pray for self-control. I pray for self-control all the time. And it's just completely changed my relationship. You know, one of the other things that I wanted to share in my testimony is that in personal development, which I'm still in, I love personal development. It's great. I still coach people. I do one-on-one work. I do group work. And I now know that the most important part of any personal development work is you first need to know your identity. You need to know who you are. You need to know who you were and who you are once you're saved. Once you're saved in Christ, you need to know who you are, because that changes your relationship with the world. You know, I'm not searching anymore. I know who I am. I love being able to say that. Man, that's so good. Oh, I searched for so long. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? I know who I am now. You know, I'm a child of God. Jesus is my Father. And it's hard to put into words because, you know, I always used to look at people that would talk about God and talk about Jesus, and I'm like, you guys are crazy. You guys are so dumb. But the Bible's real. God is real. He created us. He created everything. He is the divine creator. And Jesus is the middleman between us and God, and we get to have a relationship with him, and the Holy Spirit does dwell in all believers. So that is my testimony. Thank you for watching. Thank you for being a part of this journey with me. if you know someone who was an atheist, who was a thinker, maybe who struggled with pornography, you know, a lot of men struggle with lust, send them this video. Maybe it'll help. If you would like to reach out to me and ask me any questions, jump in the comments, send me a message. You can contact me through my website. I respond to all the messages, all the emails. I'd love to hear from you and see how I can help with your journey, even if it's just to listen to your journey and what's been going on with you. And of course, if you haven't subscribed yet and you would like to hear more from me and this wonderful channel as we explore how personal development and Christianity can work so well together, then please hit the subscribe button, like the video, share it with anyone that you can.